I'd like to introduce Marissa Berg, who is going to chat with me today about puppies. Yes, you heard it right. Puppies. Marissa is the owner of the brave husky mama dog, Hesh, who had an emergency C-section last month. Thank you so much for joining me today, Marissa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So do you want to give me a little bit of the details about what happened to cause an emergency C-section with Hesh?
Well, where do I even start? she had a pretty slow labor, and so actually, she had a lot of pre-labor that lasted for about a day, and okay. we phoned into the vet a couple times, and they said it should still be fine. And so it was 2 in the morning on January 9th that she had her first puppy, and it actually was born stillborn.
Oh.
And it was born, it was still in its sack. And so we cut the sack open, but it really didn't make it. And then she had 2 more puppies at home in the next few hours, and they are healthy and very happy now and getting very fat.
Oh, good.
But but in between both of those puppies, there's quite a long break as well. And some dogs we know just take a little bit longer anyways to deliver. But after the second one that was born alive at home, quite a while passed, and she just stopped having contractions. And so we were just watching her. And then she started having contractions again, but they weren't going anywhere. So I think it ended up being about 2 hours. And we phoned the vet and ended up having to take her in. And unfortunately, we actually lost another puppy. And so that one had got stuck in the birth canal, and so it didn't make it. But the vets were amazing, got her in right away. And at first, they weren't sure how the other puppies inside were doing.
Right.
And so there was, kind of some things that were said there kind of made us a little bit nervous that the rest wouldn't make it as well. But she ended up having 4 more very happy, healthy little dogs.
Oh, wow.
And the vets were amazing because they end up being there over time. And so kind. Yeah, they really made us feel much more settled and okay. And, I honestly can't say enough for how amazing they were to deal with.
That's wonderful. So, was it hard trying to find a vet for an emergency procedure that fast?
Yeah, I've taken her to Ospica before, and so we're in their system, but my partner, he goes to another vet in town, and so we tried to get her in there first, and it wasn't even at the end of the day, but I guess they were already all booked up, and so they couldn't see her at all.
Oh.
So Ospica vet, Ospica, the animal hospital, was amazing because they brought us in right away.
Wow.
No delay, nothing. So.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
What does?
But I know it's not always the case.
Yeah, they must be so backlogged right now too with everything going on.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just weird for them, COVID, everything. So,
what does a normal dog birth process look like?
You know what? I don't know personally. So this is now the 4th litter that I've been around.
Okay.
And 3 out of 4 have had problems.
Wow.
So I'm sure that most pregnancies and births go well, but the first one I was around went great, but that dog only had 1 puppy, so there wasn't a lot to go wrong. And then the next one, actually one of the puppies wasn't breathing when it came out, and this happened when I was a teenager, and I was like, well, I watched 101 Dalmatians and they brought the puppy.
Oh my gosh.
And so I did that, and it actually worked, and one of our friends is a vet. We talked to him shortly after, and he's like, yeah, that's great. And so
goodness.
Thank you, 101 Dalmatians. And then my sister, actually, her dog ended up having to have an emergency C-section as well. And all the puppies were fine. But 2 puppies had gotten stuck up, right up in her dog in the uterus. And the uterus ruptured.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm sure that probably most pregnancies go normal, but I haven't seen it. Which is kind of a, for me, going through this experience, I always knew I wanted my dog to have probably 1 litter.
Yeah.
And it was quite traumatic in a lot of ways, other than the vets were amazing. But it made me realize why we have breeders, because there's a lot of people that would probably be fine having children at home, but people want to see a midwife and a doctor because in case something does go wrong. I feel that's probably the same with a lot of dogs. It's probably most dogs will be fine, but there is something to actually having a lot more knowledge around it.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I'd be very curious to see what kind of courses are out there. Because, I feel like just for the sake of the dogs, having a bit more awareness is probably good.
You said you have been around four litters. But what made you want to breed your dog? How did that come about?
Oh, well, I love puppies in general. I think most people do. Yeah, I knew getting her, she's a purebred husky, that I would want to probably have at least one litter because she's a really nice temperament husky. And yeah, huskies can be a lot. And they're really great dogs, but they are a lot. So she's just a really nice personality as far as a husky goes. Mm-hmm. So I figured the world would be benefited if she could have a few puppies. So, and then I met Brandon, the owner of the father, and his dog is phenomenal.
Aww.
So his dog will actually be 8 this year. So he's getting a little bit older. So we figured if we're going to have puppies, then we should do it now while Duke is still somewhat young.
Mm-hmm. And is the father dog also a husky?
Yeah, they're both huskies.
So adorable little howly husky pups are just crawling around your house, hey?
Yes, they're so funny.
And you said all of the puppies that made it are all healthy.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
All being great.
And how many of them are there?
There's 6 of them. So
Four
boys and 2 girls.
And the mom is healthy too, Hesh.
Yeah, she's
good.
Great. She's a really good mom.
Aw, how has it been trying to raise all of those pups while taking care of Hesh?
It's been good. It's pretty amazing how much dogs can endure because they don't even, give her any pain meds to go home with after having a C-section.
Oh, my gosh.
And then immediately 6 puppies are pushing on your stitches, everything. And so,
that's incredible.
Really amazing. But thankfully, Brandon has been at home working from home because of COVID, and so he's here with puppies all day when I'm off at work.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it really easy. I'm like, it's very beneficial that COVID is happening right now.
Now, what do you need in order to take care of all of the newborn puppies?
Well, for one, lots of bedding, and we made a whole little nursing box for them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning, especially, it's really easy. We would weigh them every day. Just make sure they're all gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
But the mom does everything. She feeds them and then she cleans up after them. So, Hesh really is a good mom. I've seen other dogs who didn't like being moms. And my dog used to try and feed my sister's puppies. So, she really.
So, just a natural, hey?
Yeah. So, it's really easy. Just now, they're starting to make more of a mess and just ends up being a little bit more work, but it's not that bad.
Are the pups going to be available for adoption?
They will. We haven't posted anything yet. We're going to take some new photos.
Mm-hmm.
I think we love them so much, we're not ready to think about letting them
go
yet.
Of course not. Aw.
But we will in the next little while, probably this next week.
Oh, awesome. And I was wondering if I could get an opinion on some of the things happening with the veterinary clinics happening in town. Some of them have recently just changed their emergency services to use an American-based company called Vet Triage. Yeah, have you heard about this?
Yeah, I was reading about it on Facebook.
What is your thoughts on it?
I can understand why they want to do it. At the same time, I'm like, that. When my dog was giving birth, we phoned in a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to the vets if we harassed you too much. Just because we were unsure, and so that would have been quite a few, extra hundreds of dollars that we would have spent going in more than once. And so, for that reason, I'm like, oh, that's already a lot to add on because an emergency C-section is quite pricey.
Yes.
But I also do, I was reading more about it, and I do understand why they want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, if you can phone or email, I don't know how it all works, but phone or email, you talk to someone else, and they tell you you don't need to go in. It's nice that you don't have to.
Yeah.
And it's $50, which you're probably going to pay at least that to have a checkup anyways, and you don't have to leave your house.
Right.
So it's just for us in the situation like we had with our dog where we phoned in a few times, but that would have gotten very expensive.
Do you think that it would have affected your dog's health if you had to go through a system like this? Or do you think the timeline of how everything went, it would have still been okay?
That's a good question. Don't really know, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I haven't used it yet. Hopefully won't have to.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. thankfully, like, we did have one person we were able to call as well that helped, but I know not everyone would have that option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if I have an opinion on that right now.
Ah, that's fair. Not a problem. Now, what do you think could be done to make life easier for animal owners in terms of caring for their pet's health in, like, either in emergency or otherwise?
Be like Ostika Vet.
Yeah.
They seriously were so just like very put us at ease, and were very kind and informative.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like any industry. It's like if you've been in doing something long enough, you just like think that it's normal what you know and that everyone should know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually not always the case. And so I think sometimes, especially if we're tired or whatever, we could get impatient. So I think it's just service industry stuff in general.
Yeah.
Like, the more you can help people be informed, the more patience you can show to people when they're trying to learn. But as far, yeah, I'm not sure as far as, like, general care of your animal. I have no idea. I'd have to think about that.
That's okay. Honestly, it probably just stems from what you were talking about before, is, you know, getting the knowledge and being educated and taking the time to get in touch with vets, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think it's kind of like common sense, in my opinion, of like, how would you, as people, like, we want to eat well and exercise and get rest. And I feel like the more you can do that for your pet, probably the better your pet will do.
Mm-hmm. And they always seem like little humans anyways, with all of their big personalities.
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Do you see yourself having another litter in the future with other dogs?
Maybe. I think... Well, for one, Hesh is now fixed, so it won't be with Hesh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd really want to take maybe a course or find some way to learn more about it, just because even for the dog's sake, I feel like, yeah, just learning to be a bit more responsible and understand what you're looking at, just because things can go wrong. And so, yeah, so I think if I did, I would want to have a little bit more knowledge before going into it.
And do you have any advice for anybody who might consider to do something like you guys did?
Be prepared to not sleep very much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think also just be aware that, like, emergency C-sections do happen, and it is quite expensive. And so you have to be willing to put up $2,000 up front in case something does go wrong. So don't go in it if you don't think you have the money for that.
Right.
Because, like, my sister, her dog ended up having an emergency C-section as well, and they were just mixed puppies that she didn't sell for very much. So she lost money having those puppies. So some people think they're going in and they're going to make a bunch of money off of puppies, but it's like, that's not necessarily the case if you're doing it for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware that there could be extra costs and a lot of time, and they are very lovely. So.
Aww. Well, that was the last of my questions. Thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love talking about puppies, so this made my day. Now, if anybody listening is interested in getting a lovely, tempered, beautiful husky puppy, keep your eyes peeled in the next couple of weeks and you might see some puppies from Hesh and Marissa. And if you need any emergency services for your animal, it seems like Ospica Pet is the way to go.